Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yonkers Logs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. He is Conrad Empson. He is the managing director at CrewPass. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you. And yourself?
Good. We have been having a lot of discussion here at YAR about crew safety. When I came across CrewPass, I thought maybe this is the key. So give us a little bit of information on why it came to pass and what it can do.
CrewPass is essentially a crew vetting system. What we do is we take a crew member, we confirm their identity, we check all government databases and everything for a full kind of criminal check. And then we also do a full certificate verification as well. So basically we are vetting that crew member top to bottom, making sure that they're safe and everything is above board, ready to work on board. And they're safe against their other candidates. We then give them a digital accreditation that then they can share with every other crew agency in the industry and management company and employer as proof that they've passed our checks. So instead of them having to get checked every single stop, we're just a one-stop shop. And then we share that information if they share it with everyone else in the industry.
So you just started a year ago, correct?
Yeah. We launched December 3rd last year.
Why has this not been being done in the industry for the past 10 years? Why is this not something that is mandatory for every yacht management company and every vessel? Before you hire crew, you have to make sure that your vessel is safe, because these are vessels that are in international water, different flag states. They've got crew on board that are working from different countries. And when you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean doing a crossing, what happens if you're stuck with a rapist, a murderer, whatever?
Well, background checks. For every single person along the queue, every single agency to conduct these searches and management companies, it's a logistical nightmare for starters. Like, it is quite a difficult thing to do. And secondly, it wasn't financially viable. It wasn't an easy thing for them to do. And I think it was very much an oversight as well. I was a deckhand, but we chaperoned with the nannies and the kids on board. And it did occur to me when I was on there, I never had a background check. Never, not once. Got a phone call, got on board a boat, and was very close to this owner's children. Not once was a question asked about who I was and what I was before I got on board that boat. That's why I created CrewPass. You know, you create this central place that everyone can come to have these checks and then share that with everyone else. Before, there wasn't anything like it.
If you are dealing with an ultra high net worth individual, a billionaire, and he's got an office building in New York, when he goes out, he has security. More often than not, he probably has an armored car of sorts. They have teams of people making sure that every bit of information, data that goes in and out of that building is checked and double checked and triple checked. All of that disappears when they get to yachting.
The majority of the time, the owners aren't aware these checks aren't being done. Honestly, 99% of the time, the owners are not aware that these checks are being done. The moment you say to this owner who brings his family on board, that brings a kid, okay, I'm going to employ someone. Do you want me to just do a criminal check on them just to make sure? I have no idea who this person is and where they've come from. Do you want me to do just a background check on them, a full criminal background check? It's going to cost you a couple hundred quid. Every single time they will go, yes. If they're going to be working with my kids and my family, yes, I do. It's an oversight. It's something that just hasn't been thought about. They think it's already done in that whole recruitment process. The moment they're made aware of it, it's a thing.
Do you think that it's not simply an oversight? It's just a matter of, this is the way we've always done it. And if we start doing that, then it's going to cut into our profits when it comes to yacht management or crew recruitment.
100%. Well, it depends whether it comes into their profits or they just build a boat for it. I think it swings around about, just depending on what they do. But yeah, it's very much, I think it's both.
I just covered a story last year where somebody was found out as having been violent to a partner.
Yeah.
Now, his resume went out. And of course, on that resume were his buddies, his, you know, the guys that were going to stand up for him. So when the crew recruitment company called these guys for a reference, they're like, yeah, stand up guy for sure. So he kept getting jobs. Is this something that perhaps there should be a blacklist made, or where people can come together and say, you know what, this person, he's done this. And no matter who he puts on his resume, because he'll cherry pick those or she'll cherry pick those. I mean, it goes both ways, right? Should there be a way that we can either blacklist or strip them of their STCW, the very basics that they need to even get on board a vessel?
I think there has to be a reporting system. There has to be something that allows a crew member to report someone for doing something. Now, in the UK, for a prime example, okay, in the UK, you go into a pub and you cause a problem because you've got too drunk, you become violent in a pub, you get put on what's known as a pub watch, okay? That means you're banned for a certain amount of time from every pub in that area, okay? So it's essentially a blacklist, right? The yachting industry, the MLC or whatever, has this law, this thing about blacklisting crew members. Now, if you're a liability, if you are genuinely posing a danger to the rest of the people on board because you've been to prison, you've done something, why can you not be blacklisted on board a boat? Like, I don't understand it. You're generally posing a risk to everyone else on board. You're managing those crew. You shouldn't be allowed to be on board. And there should be some sort of system that says and that warns people that this person isn't great to be having on board. Yes, it's their decision, but there should be something. There should be a repository somewhere that says that that person is not safe to work on board. We do allow crew members. Crew Pass is very much becoming this verification place where everyone checks. So a crew member gets crew pass, they go through our checks. And then management companies use us to then use these reports we create on these crew members to then obviously put forward for their position to help them make a decision on that crew member. We do have a system that we get regular reports. I would say genuinely, at least once every 2 weeks, we get a crew member reach out to us to report someone for being violent, for being on board with a full criminal record, someone who's done prison time, someone who's being seriously violent and been arrested by the police. We will then store that name, and we will then, when that person comes to sign up, we will then take that information and when we search, when we do the criminal search, we will investigate that further. Because those types of people pose a genuine risk to everyone else in the industry.
Why do you think there's been such a pushback to take these people off boats or so that people have legal recourse? For example, if somebody is sexually harassed on board, they never seem to find legal recourse. And it doesn't matter what organization that is supposedly protecting crew that they go to. Nobody can help. Why is that?
This is because it's so spread out. It crosses so many borders that people just don't know where to go. There's no central place to go. If you report, there's no one really to report it to where there is significant repercussions of someone's actions. The problem is, without like a police report, without any full evidence, it's very difficult to pinpoint these people and to say, if someone reports to us, if someone reports to us, we couldn't blacklist someone if there was no criminal record. There has to be some sort of evidence against that person to say that they've done something wrong. And the problem is someone just reporting it on a boat. It's a very enclosed ecosystem. It's very difficult to get that information out. They haven't reported it to the police.
So what if they do report it to the police, but there's no charges filed? Because once again, we know the legal system is very backed up and very full on. What happens is, over the space of, say, 5 years, you have report after report of the same person. What then?
There will be arrest records. There's arrest records on people. So if that does come up, then that does get filed against them.
What if they're not arrested because they can't be arrested because they've fled orders?
There's no proof of it then. If there's no arrests on it, if there's been no criminal charges against it, then there's essentially no record to it. It's hearsay.
Right. So we definitely have an issue that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is hugely. There is flaws in the system, 100%. And that's why there needs to be this central place of all of these reports come in. They're all investigated. However, that does come at a cost.
And who should bear that cost? I mean, right now, I know that Crew Pass is marketed mainly to crew have experienced over the past 10 years a rise in more and more things that they have to pay for. You know, their wage hasn't increased at all.
No.
Maybe even gone down. Their tickets that they've had to pay for have gone up like times 10. Perhaps at some stage, should it be something that yacht management companies have to do the minute that they decide to represent a crew member?
I think there should be some ownership there. The management companies are managing these vessels. They're managing all of these reports that come through. They're managing everything like that. There should be some sort of ownership over that on their end. You know, the crew members can report this sort of stuff. But who do they report it to? It should be the management companies, and it should be flagged to somewhere else, like the MLC. Or, you know, in time, the idea is that it's this one place that everything, all of these people's information gets stored. Yeah, you work in the UK, right? You work in the UK, you work for a professional organization, you have a DBS check. Okay, all of this information, you know, everything that happens on you, these enhanced checks that they do, every arrest, every investigation, everything is stored on this person's record. If you can create some sort of system like that within the industry, it would create a lot of safe space for everyone.
I think the only way that it's going to happen is that if it is put into law and that middle management is made responsible at some stage, if something happens on board. Because right now, when they place somebody, if that somebody has an experience, they sit back, walk away and think, great, now I can hire somebody else onto that boat and charge another fee.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to plug CrewPass too much, but CrewPass is essentially a crew member's, is becoming a crew member's passport to the industry. We conduct an identity check. We conduct a full criminal background check. We allow references to be stored on CrewPass. We do a full certificate verification. And that's not just looking at the certificate, glancing at it and going, yeah, that's real. We contact the issuers to make sure and they validate that certificate. Every single certificate we come through, we validate everything. We create this central place for everyone. If we can create a space where everything of these things is logged, it creates definitely a safety mechanism for everyone. Everyone then becomes accountable. If you're squeaky clean and you've got nothing wrong and you're not violent, you're not anything like that, then you're going to be fine. But it would definitely call out the people that aren't, and it would allow everyone to have oversight.
Well, the interesting thing is, in the airline industry, for example, or just anybody in travel, if we want to get on an airplane and fly to another country, they're getting to the point now where they're literally doing bio scans in some airports, right? So if you get on a boat and go to another country, especially a private boat,
there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And it is honestly, truly astonishing that there isn't, especially when you consider the people they're working with and how closely they're working with you. The horror stories that you hear coming off these boats, especially as we started this, and the things that we've kind of uncovered in the process, you wouldn't believe. Obviously, we can't give too much away, but it's honestly, it's astonishing. And all they need to do is these simple checks and, you know, the own captain alleviates so many problems in the future. It's just, who's going to pay for it?
This is something that really needs to be talked about. We have sites such as Yachty's Name and Shame that have popped up simply because nobody is protecting crew. And they've finally just gotten sick and tired of it and set up these sites where they can protect each other. Now, a lot of people will say that it is hearsay or it is just a place for whiners, but there are some very serious issues that would never have come to light if not for sites like that. So I would encourage you, your yacht management company, to check out CrewPass as well as your crew recruitment company. Perhaps even when you sign on to a crew recruitment company, to make sure that they do a crew pass accredited check, because it's a sign of the times that we need to move forward.
We work with all leading agencies to make sure that all of the crew that use crew pass can transfer their status across them. So when you search for crew, when you're looking for crew, ask your crew agent whether they've undergone these checks. They're all using our service now, so they can tell you which crew members have undergone checks and which ones haven't. So you know which ones are kind of your safest candidate as such.
Is there a way that they can check when they're offered a contract? Is there a way that they can check that everyone on that yacht has been checked?
Yeah, just ask. The crew agents, when they place the when they place and work with the boats closely, they will know which boats have undergone all these checks and which ones haven't. And I would definitely kind of, yeah, if you're looking for that definitely safer space that you know all the precautions are being taken, those are the safer boats to be on.
Nice. Well, thanks, Conrad. I appreciate your time. And we will provide all of the information below this interview when it airs. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.